Early on the morning of Christmas Eve, lines stretched out of stores and down the sidewalks on the busiest stretch of Italian Market.
Happy holidays. Welcome to 9th Street.
Leo Procopio has worked at Hollywood Meat Market since 1983.
They want to fill up all the stands that aren't used, and I think it's a great idea. Everybody eats. The more stands that are filled, the more people you bring to the area, the more attraction you have. Empty stands are definitely an eyesore.
The 9th Street Association says the city, which has controlled the wooden stand since 1907, hasn't made it easy to repopulate empty spots. In some cases, runners have passed away, but new vendors never came in. Michelle Gambino is the association's business manager. She spoke with me by phone because she was already home preparing Christmas dinner for 40.
Since we are the only surviving sort of stand district that's still in existence, in the way it is in existence, the city sort of like, it's the last thing on their radar. But for us to improve it, we have to manage it. We're the ones that have to be able to populate the stands. We're the ones that have to take ownership.
The fruit and vegetable stands on the sidewalks are mostly run by recent immigrants, mostly Latino and Asian. Gambino says communication with these folks is still in the early stages. Joel Ramos and his wife have run their produce tables for 7 years. They've heard about the transfer of the stands. Here, it doesn't change anything, he says, because things are already established. When Gambino talks about the empty stands, she's mostly talking about those south of the Hollywood Meat Market with its singing butcher at the end of the Italian Strip. There's going to be some effort to shape what will go into the new stands. The jury, Gambino says, will likely favor things more in tune with the history of the market, for example, homemade bread and kitchen pottery over audio speakers. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.